Okay, Rabbi, so I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama daf Nun Gimel. And we're here at the bottom of Nun Beis, Nun Beis at the bottom, right, with a quote from the Mishnah. Nafal Afanav, again, if you remember, the Mishnah had made a difference between whether the animal falls into the pit forwards or backwards, right? There's a sound, somebody's digging in the pit or whatever, and the animal gets shocked and he falls. If he falls forward, right, then he's going to be chayiv. Right? The bala boar is going to be chayiv. But he fell backwards, then he's going to be potter. So Amar Rav, Rav says, lefanav mamish, lechorav mamish. And he literally means forward, right, and backwards, right? Vizev is a babor, and both of them in the scenario, when the babor, meaning into the pit, meaning the guy fell into the animal fell into the pit, right, the shore fell into the pit. And again, this is Rav Shita, Rav Latame, Amar Rav, right? Bor Shechiva Alev Torah, the Hevlo Velo Lechabato. Again, we're talking about if the animal's got his face first down in the pit, and therefore it dies because of the bad air, right, and not because of the actual impact, because of the injury. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, we're talking about a case, Bebor Bein Lefadav Bein Lachav Chayiv, right? Bein Marashav, it doesn't matter how it was, and this is Shmuel Latame, right? Regardless of whether it fell forward or backwards, right? Shmuel Shita is Damar, the Hevlo Kol Shekin Lechabato. Right, that if the animal gets killed by the bad air, and certainly if it gets killed by the impact, right, then the guy, owner of the boar, is going to be chayef. And says the Gemara, one second, our Mishnah said, right, if the animal falls backwards, right, he's going to be potter. So, Ela hechitami la'achav mikol ha'kriya de potter. Right, what is the case, Korn Shmuel, if you tell me that whether he fell forwards or backwards, it doesn't matter, Rimanoshach, he's going to be chayev. The bala boar is going to be chayev. So what's the case in the Mishnah when he says he's going to be potter? So the Gemara says, "Kagon shenit kol ba'bor v'nafal achore ha'bor chutz la'bor." Okay, it says where he fell outside of the pit. The animal, kind of fell over himself, right, and fell backwards and hit outside the pit, but not actually fell inside the pit. Right, in that case, he's going to be potter again because he didn't fall into the pit. Okay, Esvei asks the following question. Right, again, so Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So Esvei against Rav. The Braisa says, Bebor ben lefadav ben lachor v'chayiv, right? That's straight up Shmuel Shita, right? Whether he fell face first or he fell backwards, right? So Tziyuv to the Rav, that's against Rav. So Rav Chista, right? Mod the Rav Bebor birshuso. Now that case, right, and where Rav is going to be moded to the Braisa, that case is where it's in the guy's rishus. It's in the balabor's rishus. The chayiv is going to be chayiv, right? Bimanashach, however the animal falls. Shem damalei, bimanashach. You could say either way, bimanashach. Because at that point, right, it's the guy's property, right? So either way, whether the property is down in the pit or the property is up under the surface, right, it belongs to the balabor, the balachatzar. So regardless of how the animal died, right, whether it was the bad air or the impact from the injury, so that's owned, right, by the balachatzar, the balashor. So that is for sure not going to be a problem for Rav. Rabba gives a different answer. Hachmaiskin in cases be metapich, where the shore is an acrobat and it kind of turns around. Right, really, it fell face first, but it pirouetted, right, ended up falling right on its back, right, or just more accurately, probably just fell head over heels. Right, and ended up falling on his back. Right, the havla, the ahani bay, because the air, right, it got to it. Meaning, it got to it because the face is, the face is down there. Right, whether the face is the animal's on his back or his stomach, right, the face is down in the bad air, right, it's going to get impacted by that, and that's where it's going to be. That's why according to Rav, he's going to be chayev because it's the hevel doing the killing. Rav Yosef, I'm right. No, how come miskei bor b'shor askinan? The case is here is completely different. Rav Yosef turns it completely on its head, no pun intended, or maybe little pun intended. Right? The Braisa is not talking about whether the bala bor is going to be chayev. Shaila is whether the bala shor is going to be chayev. And the bala shor, again, is the shor is doing damage to the boar. My nihu, what are you talking about? How could you have that? Again, as you remember, if we had the case of Shehivishish Meimov, right? The shor falls into some water and it messes up the water. It doesn't matter how the shore falls, right? If he's going to mess up the water in the boar, so then the bala shore is going to be chayiv to the bala boar. Okay, Tani Rabbi Hananya, the Siyo the Rav. Rabbi Hananya has a brisa to prove Rav's shita. Again, that you're going to be only if he fell face first, right? Not if he fell backwards, because again, we're talking about the hevel. The Nafal the Pazik says, if a shore is going to fall, And that teaches me achipol derech nefila. He has to fall right in the way of normal falling. When usually, again, animals are walking on their four legs and their head is in front. If they fall, they're going to fall face first. Right, that's normal. Right, mikan amru nafal lefan of mikola kriya chayev lachar mikola kriya pater v'zevzevabor. Right, and that's exactly what Rav said. Right, that's exactly what Rav said. That again, if you fall forward, and then you get mikhaya, if you fall backwards, it's going to be pater. And then both of them, right, again, we're talking about falling into. Right, it's falling into the pit. Okay, Amar Mar says different topic now. Nafal afal of mikol kriya chaya ve'amai. Right, name a korah garamlay. The Gemara says, one second, hold on, not a new topic. I'm sorry, not yet. We'll get there in a second. But the Gemara says we've been saying that the bala bor right is going to be chayev. Why is not the guy who's digging right making the noise right that kind of you know shocked the animal to falling? Why is he not chayev? Right, that's already. Meaning, and that's already again lechora. Again, you would think, right? That's a case of grama, indirect, right? That so the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, how money Rabbi Nosson?" This is actually Rabbi Nosson's shita. We're going to stick with Rabbi Nosson for a little bit. Right? Damar bala bor hezeka kovid v'kol hechad alo efshar l'shlum mehai mishtalem mehai. Because the bala bor is the one who did the damage. Meaning, the bor, the pit, is the one who actually did the damage. It came about because of the digging. Yeah, but you can't collect from that guy because it's grama. So therefore, he's going to go to the bala bor, and therefore, you're going to be he's going to be chayev in that case. So just to clarify, meaning it's not that Gemara Shaila is not that. The guy digging should be chayev because, as we said, we pointed out that's grama, it's indirect, it's not direct damage. So the shayla is just clarifying. The shayla would be why don't we say the bala bor is putter? Meaning that why do we, and therefore the bala shore the guy who is digging should what's it called should obviously he's not going to be chayev because that's grama. Okay, either way. So since again that's the bor is what did the damage, then he's going to be chayev because you can't collect from the guy digging, so you're going to collect from the bala. Habor. The Tanya is willing to know. So, Shor Shadachav as Chaver Labor, Bala Shor Chayev, and Bala Bor Potter. Right, here's a case. Right, again, we're going to have a bunch of these cases today. More, there's going to be a bunch of these where you have two possible reasons why the damage was caused. In the first case here, we have a shore that pushed another shore into a pit. So, you have the shore into a bore. So, the shore and the bore, right, combined. Right, to do the damage. The Bryce here says, Bala Shor is Chayef, and the Bala Bor is Pater. Rabbi Nosson says, no, Bala Shor Mishalim Mechza, U Bala Bor Mishalim Mechza. No, they split it, right, half and half. Since they kind of, you know, did dual damage, right, again, it wouldn't have been as bad if there had been no pit, and yes, he wouldn't have fallen, right, if the Shor hadn't pushed him. So since that's kind of a combination, are you going to pay... Right, half and half. So again, so good. So Mini said that is good. Right, that's Rabbi Nosson Shita. Right, that's why over here, right, we're saying that since you can't collect from one, you can go collect from the other. In this case, meaning the case we just brought, right, is not a case where neither of them can collect because you can collect from both of them. The next case, right, is going to show us. Where you can't collect from A, then you can go and collect for B. V'atanya, well, then the writer, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Balabor Mishalim Shlosha Chalakim, Balashor Revia, right? Actually, the guy who owns the pit pays 3/4, and the guy who owns the shore pays 1/4. So didn't you just tell me you have to pay half and half? So Lokasha, Habatam, right? Habamuad. It depends, right, whether it's Tam. If it's a short Tam, right, so then he's only going to pay 1/4, right? The pit is going to pay 3/4. If it's a short Muam, it's going to split half and half. And we haven't gotten to, we'll get it. Now, and the Gemara says, "With Tam Micah Savar, what is Rabbi Nosson holding? Right, by a Tam that he would pay 1/4, and then the Bor pays 3/4. Ika Savar Haikula Hezeka Avid Haikula Hezeka Avid. If he holds that they all did all of the damage, meaning both of these people did all of the damage, meaning Mimarushach, right? The shore could have gored the other shore without the pit, and the pit could have killed the shore." Right, without the other shore shoving it, right? So the chora, both of them could have done the entire damage on their own. Then you should right split it down the middle, right, because again, that's so again, we have to understand exactly what's going on. Right, again, obviously a short time always plays chatzinazik. Okay, well, so fine, Mercedes. Meaning, if both of them did the entire damage, then they should be half and half. Vikas ever high paga hazega of it, high paga hazega of it. And if you say they did half damages each, right, and they combined to kill the shore, so bala bor mishalim paga. So the guy who owns the pitch would pay half, right, because he did half the damage. Bala shore revia, right, but the owner of the shore should pay 1/4, right, and meaning because it's short time, because he's going to pay chatzinazik. And then the guy kind of loses a quarter. So Rabbi says, Rabbi Nassan, Dainahu, Venoch, is Lonka Dedina. Rabbi Nassan is a Dayan, and he understands the depth of the halacha. And the Olam Kasavar, really what he holds, and we're going to see, obviously, we have another possibility in terms of what he holds, is the Olam Kasavar, Hai Kule Hezeka Ovid, Vai Kule Hezeka Ovid. Really, he holds that everybody, right, both the boar and the shore, did the entire damage. Why doesn't he say half and half? Why does he hold one quarter damage and three quarters damage? Because the guy who owns the shore can say to the guy who owns the pit, Shutfai Maya Hanile. What did the shutfis, meaning what did the fact that we both did damage at the same time, what did that do for me? Right? The shore is a short time. He never would have had to pay, if there was no boar, he would have only had to pay Chatzi Nezek. And so therefore, for whatever reason, right, if there's a dual chiyuv here, it must be, right, that we're knocking down, right, his obligation by half. So, I mean, because there's a shutfus over here, right, so the chora, then it's going to be one quarter from for the shore, and then, you know, the rest of it goes to is paid by the owner of the boar. Eboy same, another way to explain, lolem kasever high pog of hezek of it, high pog hezek of it, or you could say, really, Rabbi Nassan holds that they both did half. The kasher lecha, bala boar, mishalim pog, bala shor, mishalim revi'avi, idach revi'a nafsid, and the kasher we asked before, why don't you just say that the guy who owns a shore pays a quarter, the guy who owns a pit pays a half, and the guy who owned the damaged shore loses a quarter? Because the guy who owns the shore, meaning this is now the shore, not the goring shore, but the shore got damaged. The guy who owns the damaged shore can say the guy who owns the pit, right, I found my shore in the bottom of your pit. Right, you're the one who killed it. Meaning your shore, your boar, the chora, right, is the one that killed it because it's there. It's the carcass, is the dead animal is there. So my dishli the shlumi mehach mishtal mana. Right, and this is what we were getting at. Right, when we started talking about Rabbi Nassan, whatever I can't get from that guy, I'm going to get from you. Why am I delessly the shdumi mihayich mishlani mimach? Whatever I can't get from that reg, I'm going to get from you. And since the guy's only going to pay, meaning the short time, he's only going to pay one quarter, right? So therefore, I'm going to get the three quarters, right, from the pit. And so too, therefore, again, since you can't, in our case, where the guy's digging, he's not going to pay anything because it's grama, so then you can go to the bala boar, and he has to pay the damages. That's Rabbi Nassan Shita, that you can, if you can't collect from A, you can go collect from B. Amar Rava, Rava says, Hainiach Evan al Pia Boar. Similarly, in the same way, if you put a stone right by the entrance, not the entrance, by the mouth, literally means a mouth, but I guess, yeah, mouth is probably the right word, right, by the mouth of a pit, of a boar, the boar shore of a nithkalba, right, and the shore comes and trips over your stone, the nafal the boar falls into the pit, so banam machoges Rabbi Nassan for abundance. That's our machoges. Right, so again, since the Chachamim is going to say, right, that the guy who put the stone there is chayiv, and Rabbi Nassan is going to split it down the middle, is going to split it half and half. Good. So the Gemara says, "Pshita." Well, isn't that obvious, right? And again, the pasha is being that the it's not a case where the guy is digging and startles the shore. I mean, he literally put a stone in the shore's way, right, and that caused him to fall into the boar. He may not necessarily have fallen into the boar without the stone being there and causing him to trip. So a stone in the middle of Rishus Rabin is kind of like a lachos of boar. So it's as if they both did. They both kind of dug a boar, even though they're different. But lechora, that's going to be a chiyuv over here. So Gemara says, "Pshita." Well, isn't that obvious? Isn't that our machogas? So Gemara says, "My time, you might have thought." Hasam who the Amar Bala Shor Bala Bor the Bala Shor Ilav Biridi Torah Didcha Havakatale, because in the case where the shore pushed another shore into the boar, so the guy can say, right, the owner who owns the boar says that your shore would have killed him anyway, right? Forget my pit, right? The shore was goring another shore and he pushed him into the pit. Well, he would have just finished the job by himself if the shore hadn't fallen off, you know, off the earth, literally. So avahaka, but over here, where the animal just kind of fell over the rock. So the matzi amalei bala evan, the bala boar, the guy who put the evan, the stone, can say to the guy who owns the pit, ilav bir didcha, right? If you didn't have a pit, avne didi ma'ka avda, my stone, my rock wouldn't have done anything. Right? Okay, the shore would have tripped over it, but he wouldn't have just gotten right back up. So if he had just tripped over it, he would have just gotten right back up. So therefore, kamash malan, that's teach me damarlei, right? Ilav evan lo have enough of a bir. So therefore, we have to teach me that we come back to our machogas, because the guy who owns the pit, the guy who owns the boar, could say, well, if there was no evan there, he would have fallen into my pit, because the animal, the chora, is smart enough to avoid it. Okay. Fine. Itmar, it was said, Shor v'shor psuli hamukdashin shenaku. Another case, another example, right, of dual damages. Right now, the shor psuli hamukdashin, the shor that's puzzled from becoming a korban, maybe since we'll see an example the Gemara gives in the parentheses, which is we're not going to read, but maybe a bechor that has a mum. Okay, but either way, right, a shor that's not able to become a korban, that we're going to darshan out towards the end of the daf, is that it's potter from payment. So you have a shor, a regular shor, a shor psul and l'gdashim, that's not going to be potter, that's not going to be chayiv for damages. So Abaye says, what do you do? Mishalim chatin ezek, right, meaning that the guy who owns the regular shor pays half. Right, Ravina, Amar Mishalim Ravina ezek, the Ravina says he pays a quarter, and meaning, and the guy, obviously the guy who owns the shor psul and l'gdashim doesn't pay anything. Okay, so the Gemara says, one second, hold on. Hava tam, right? I mean, what's the split over there? How do you understand these halachos? So the Gemara says, hava tam b'tam, haka rabbanon, haka rabbi nasan. Well, this is our machlokas. We're talking about a short time, which pays chatzin ezek. So according to Abaye, right, you're going to pay chatzin ezek, right? That's rabbi nasan, right? You can pay, but he has to pay basically the full amount, because the other shore can't pay anything, so you're going to collect, right, the entire amount from the shore who can't pay something, and that's Chatzin Ezek in this case, because it's a tam. And the Ravina holds the Chachamim, who says, no, there's no obligation, that you can't just go, if you can't collect from A to collect from B, and therefore he's going to only pay what he's owed, right, which is Chatzin Ezek, which is half of, right, the Chatzin Ezek payment, which is a quarter. Ibai Sema, or you could say Hava HaRabbanan, that both of the Abaye and Ravina are holding like the Rabbanan, and Havatam, Havamuad, and it depends on whether, right, again, that's just like the Rabbanan. If you say it's Chatzin Ezek, it's a quarter Nezek, if it's a Ravina Nezek, then that's like the Chachamim, and if it's a Muad, right, then you're going to pay Chatzin Ezek, right, again, just half of whatever is owed, because you can't collect from the other shore, because it's Psu'ah Mekdashin, and so then you're going to pay, that's the case of a Muad, so therefore the guy who owns a regular shore is going to pay Chatzin Ezek. Igadami, some people say, Abaye Amar Chatzin Ezek, Ravina Amar Kula Nezek, right, some people say not half and a quarter, but Rabbi says half, that's what we said before, but Ravina says you pay everything, and the Gemara says, again, you can understand a couple of different ways. Hava Haba Muad, right, Hakar Rabbanah Haba Rabbi Nasan, either, both cases are a Muad, it's a Machogis, Rabbanah Rabbi Nasan, Akon Rabbi Nasan, you can, if you can't collect from A, i.e. the owner of the Shor Psul and Mekdashin, you can collect from B, therefore you go and collect the entire thing, right, the Nezek Shalem, from the regular Shor. And the Rabbanan say you can't do that, right, you're only going to pay his half, so then the owner of the regular Shor pays half, and the owner of Psul and Mekdashin pays nothing, and the guy loses out. Eboy Sema, or you could say, Haba Haba Rabbi Nasan, both cases are Rabbi Nasan, Haba Muad, Haba Tam, right, or you could just split it, and say Ravina says it's a Muad, and if they pay Nezek Shalem, and if in the corner of Rabbi, you pay Chatzin Nezek, right, that is going to be a Shor Tam. Okay, what about this case? Amar Rav, Rav says, Shor v'adam shedach v'olabor. Now you have three, partners, if you will, in the damage. And one is a shor, and obviously an owner of a shor, an adam, a regular person, and then they push this shor, or whatever, right, into a pit. So then nizikin, when you're talking about nizikin for the damages of the item, that, or the person, or the animal that was damaged, so kula chayavim, right, everybody has a share, right, in the chiyuv. Then in arba dvarim and dmei vlados, according to, if you have to pay four things, meaning a person is injured, or dmei vlados, God forbid, if a woman loses a baby, so in the injury, so adam chayev v'shor bor pater, right? We only find those payments by a person, by the owner of the shore, the owner of the boar would be pater. Then in kofar, for a kofar payment, right, that's by a shore, if you remember, ushloshim shel eved, and if it's an eved kanani, so that's also only shaykh to the shore, so shor chayev adam and bor pturin, right, the owner of the shore is chayev, and the person, and the owner of the pit is pater. Then in kalim, right, v'shor psul mekdashin, right, if it's kalim, or if it's one of, meaning that's a shore that's psul mekdashin, adam v'shor chayavim, again, bor pater, right, if you remembered, right, that a bor is pater in the case of kalim, right, in case of items, that's going to be potter. So Gemara says, my time, huh? Again, why do we say now, finally, what's a shor psul and mekdashin? Why is that? Why is that potter? So I'm the pasuk says, ha-mesi alo. Again, the halacha is, right, the mesi alo, the what's called that, the dead animal is his. So well, how do you darshan out? But mish ha-mesh shalo, yatzeh she'ein ha-mesh shalo. Right, that's only talking about a scenario where you kill a shor, right, that can be owned by somebody, but against, right, someone who owns Psul and Mekdashin, right, he can't just use the mace, yellow, he can't be his for anything, because it has certain, right, things he can't do with it. Right, so therefore, that's not included. The memory of Bishitle, the Rava, Ah, you tell me that that's obvious for Rava. I mean that again, because Rava again was the one, right, who said, right, all this stuff, right, again, that we started Amar Rava, right, all these this case of three different people. Is this really so pasha to Rava? Right, wasn't this Rava Shaila? The boy Rava, because Rava asked Shor Psul Mikdashin Shnavel Abor Mahu. What's the din if a Shor Psul Mikdashin is sure that is pasher puttle puzzle from being brought in his back? But it falls into a bore. What's it then? Haiva mesialo, b'misha mesialo, and yatzazesha eina mesialo. And when the pasuk says the guy who owns the dead body will keep it, right? That's only in a case where he owns it, and excluding this case, right, where he can't use it, right, the dead body is and do whatever you want with it. Odoma b'mesialo labailin. Maybe it's teaching me labailin metavlin b'nevelim hudasa. Maybe that just tells me that the owner, right, has to take care of, right, the dead animal, but it doesn't say it's not coming to be. To what's it called? To, I guess, to exclude, right, a Shor Psula and Mukdashin. That was Rav Shaila. So Kumar says, yeah, Buster Devaya, right, Hadar Pashta. Right? So after he asked, right, he got an answer, and that's what led, right, to bringing this halacha. Ela, Bailim, Metavlim, Medevelim, and Ale. So where does Rava know that the Bailim, again, you remember we did this at the beginning of the Masechta, that the owner, right, has to deal with, right, the dead animal. So Nafkalev, Bina Mesialo, the shore. Right, you see that it's written again, right, by shore, and therefore, right, the Mesialo, right, so that's, that we have before by boar, and now we have by shore as well. So the first pasuk was Balabor Yishalem Kesef Yashiv LeBalav Hamesiyelo. That was by Bor. And the pasuk says Shalem Yishalem Shor Dagos Ashor Vehamesiyelo. Says he learns that from the second one. So Kumar says, "My chazes to mesiyelo the shor mafkes lay the bailim metaplim the velo famesiyelo the bor mafkes lay the mish hamesiyelo." Right? Why? How do you know that you learn them from those psukim? Meaning, maybe you should learn the reverse, right? The ibachana. Maybe you should learn the reverse. Meaning that the pasuk by bor teaches me, right, that what's it called? That the owner of the shore has to deal with the dead body, and the pasuk by shore teaches me that excludes psule hamikdashin. Skimmer says, "Mistara potter gabi bor whole who potter bo as a kalim." So it makes sense, right, to use the pasuk by bor to teach me that sure psule hamikdashin is potter from payment because a bor is also potter from kalim. Skimmer says, "Adraba, what do you mean? You can learn the opposite, right? Potter gabi shor, you can potter b'chazinezek. What do you mean? You have a tour by shore also. If you're just listing off random things that you would be potter from, right? So you have a case of shore is potter chazinezek, right? When it's a short time, right? He only pays half." Kumar says, "No, kuli nezek mi alo ashkelon. No, we don't find a scenario where a shore is going to be putter from the entirety, right, all of the damage." Right, so since, again, what are we trying to learn out? That you're putter from all the damage by a shore psul mikdashin, which means that we're going to use a boar, which lechora could theoretically be putter from the entirety of the payment, right? If it's kalim that fell into the boar, they're going to be putter. Right, so do shore psul mikdashin, and we use the other pasuk to teach me that the owner has to deal with the dead animal. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll go vayter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Let's hear Besaros Tavos and hear about a Yeshua for Am Yisrael. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.